move comes at the suggestion of the federal government, which wants all states to inspect what are known as deck truss bridges. The 16 bridges that fit that description in Wisconsin were each inspected within the last 2 years. One on the list was inspected less than a month ago. Beth Canestra heads the Bureau of Structures at the Wisconsin DOT. She says investigators in Minnesota have yet to indicate anything special to look for.
I think that information probably will be coming out, you know, within the next few days, or at least some areas to focus on, and we will look at those areas.
All the bridges on Wisconsin's list were built before 1960, meaning they're older than the one that collapsed in Minnesota. And they barely skim the surface of the more than 1,300 bridges in Wisconsin deemed structurally deficient. But Canestra says an old bridge isn't necessarily a bad bridge, and she says failure is not imminent on a structurally deficient bridge.
What that notation means is there is something on that structure that we're watching. There could be some potholes in the bridge deck. You know, maybe it needs to be painted. There's elements that need some attention, but it does not mean that it's in danger.
More than 700 bridges are deemed functionally obsolete in Wisconsin. Canestra says the state posts weight limit signs on those bridges so they don't carry heavy loads. Wisconsin has the nation's fourth lowest percentage of deficient or obsolete bridges. Minnesota is one of the three states with a smaller percentage of problem bridges. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.